Whether it's improving our aging roads and bridges or expanding opportunities for low-income Americans and school-aged children, President Barack Obama says it's about making the right choices.
As a country, we've got to make a decision if we're going to protect tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans or if we're going to make smart investments necessary to create jobs and grow our economy and expand opportunity for every American.
The president proposes paying for some of those programs by eliminating loopholes and raising taxes on wealthy Americans. But Republicans say this budget is nothing more than an election year blueprint, one that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says is bad for the economy.
It's time the president realized that doubling down on the same failed policies is simply not going to work. Yet that's just what this budget proposes to do.
Those who study economic minutiae are not as harsh in their assessment. Mark Goldwine is a senior policy director at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
I do think the president importantly focuses on investments, and I appreciate that he actually does reduce the deficit in this budget, but I don't think he goes nearly far enough.
That's because discretionary spending, which includes things such as job training and transportation projects, makes up less than a third of the nearly $4 trillion the government will spend next year. The largest share will go towards paying fixed costs for entitlement programs such as Social Security and Medicare.
The smart thing to do would actually be to accompany entitlement reform and immigration reform. So we have this new tax base and we have a system where we can afford to actually pay them benefits.
Without major reforms to entitlement programs and what he calls an unwieldy tax code, Goldwine says U.S. debt will become unsustainable. While he admits lawmakers are unlikely to approve the budget in an election year, he says neither Congress nor the president can afford to wait too long. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.